Ayo, and welcome back to Without a Doubt, the podcast. A podcast where we celebrate living life authentically and organically as ourselves. We're the ones who believe in creating our own paths and living our truth out loud. Join in on an honest and open conversation about self-discovery and growth. I'm your girl, Mad, your host. I'm a freelance entrepreneur, a 30-something-year-old human that has never exactly done what is expected of me. I'm a sprinkle of reality, glimmer of sunshine, and just as about as unfiltered as they come. I'm here to remind you that it is okay to live life different, that you don't have to do what is expected of you, and that your happiness, it matters. We loosely toss terms around and phrases, and we like to label, title, sticker, designate, and we love to put people in boxes. All with words. Call these descriptive ideas we have about one another. However, sometimes we start to overuse these terms about people. I recently was called selfish, and I have heard this before, not new. Hell, I even tell people that I myself am selfish. I call myself that. A friend, therapist, and a lover girl I know said that being selfish isn't a bad thing or a dirty word. We often mix up selfishness with selflessness. Being called selfish doesn't feel like a compliment, but the trait can actually make you a better person. Melissa Deuter, clinical assistant professor of psychiatry at the University of Texas Health Science Center in San Antonio, agrees with this. She says, selfish is an ugly word, but it can mean two different things. She says, one connotation is that you're unkind and inconsiderate of others, and the other is that you take responsibility for getting your personal, emotional, and physical needs met, and that's an important part of becoming an adult. The word selfish of a person, action, or motive means you're lacking consideration for other people, doing it solely for you, without regard for anyone else. That's what selfish is, only for you. The word selfless means you're mainly concerned with the needs and wishes of others, much more than your own, where you're putting other people first. In this episode, I'm gonna circle the ideas about being selfish and what it actually means. We dive into selflessness and self-care. Call this the self episode. I can't wait to discuss the benefits of being selfish and nail the coffin shut on this term that we use so damn loosely. It's a word that can seem hurtful, but it's not a harsh word. I find we tend to use it for hurt and for harm or to attack somebody when we feel someone else is being selfish. It's almost like we use it when we don't like what others are doing because it doesn't benefit us. George Carlin has a joke about, we say we care about others, but we still take the bread in the middle of the loaf. Side note, I'm the person that likes the end of the bread. Give me the butt of the bread. But this actually did make me giggle because everybody wants that best soft piece in the middle of the bread. Does that mean that we are all selfish? More often than not, I do know I'm here to live my life. But I also have this spot in my heart where help and love, I care, I reach out, and sometimes I extend a hand when I probably shouldn't. How many times have you probably done that as well? I do this time and time again, even when I know some situations are the situations where that person easily knows how to take the whole arm versus just taking a lending hand. And from these moments, I've learned that I need to be more selfish. I'm a natural empath. I feel deeply. I take in a lot of people's energies. I often find that people pour deeply into me. Oftentimes, I feel robbed or drained of my own energy, leaving me to replenish and recharge. And that takes a lot out of me. There's a very, very, very small amount of people in my actual bubble who get this and understand this of me. Thank you, Mom and Kendra. These are two people that get it. And the ones who know this about me are the ones that are continuously reminding me that, like, I'm not selfish. Not only with my energy, but also with my time. And this is something I really wrangled in the last few years. I find myself losing time for myself. And I'll help and do things for others, but then not do them for me. So recently I started doing more for me. Bob Rosen, author of Grounded, How Leaders Stay Rooted in an Uncertain World from 2013. He says, when you take care of yourself first, you show up as a healthy, grounded person in life. He says it's your nature to take care of ourselves first, but then that got a bad rap with the source of negative emotions like fear and guilt. And guilt is one of those things that people love to throw at you. And they will make you feel as though what you chose to do is not actually the right thing, even if you or me or whoever feel like it is. Guilt is one of those things, the guilt tripping, the gaslighting, that guilt shit is awful. We need to have our own thoughts about what is right versus wrong, or what to do or what not to do. We all have our own opinions, right? What we do or what we wouldn't do, how we all have our own ideas of boundaries and how our life vortex actually is. How we navigate our life and how we put one foot in front of the other is dictated a lot of the time by how we want the world to actually see us. So when someone sees something about you that you don't think you are, or maybe think that might be a negative trait, they start to get into our minds and begin the questions in the cycle of questions that are like, am I actually that way? Am I actually selfish? Just because somebody thinks you're selfish doesn't mean that you are selfish. A lot of times what you're doing to benefit you, others are not going to understand. And I find this most true with entrepreneurs, self-employed, even the hustlers. This is a set of people, you might be one of these people, that you're building up a life that a lot of people won't even understand or muster the courage to do. This lifestyle generally means double the work, a lot of sacrifices on your end, but it also can convert into a ton of freedom. If you have ever had a friend building their dream life, creating a business, following their business plan, you might find them in a constant state of grind. Except their grind is going to be motivated by their idea of success, their dream, where they want to go. And most people are not going to get that. I get it. I am one of those people. I do not have a traditional schedule. I make my money my own way. I work random times of the day, hours, weekends, sometimes more than the average 9-to-5er. And there are times that I will decline an event invitation because I know that I have to keep putting in work for me and my business. Nobody else makes my money. This is not meant to be understood by most, and I get it. Why? Because most people will just go to work 9-to-5 for a check and clock out, and that is okay. But I am an entrepreneur, and that entrepreneur lifestyle means 24/7, because not only do you want to make money, but you own that company. You have to be successful. You want to make sure money's coming in and out, and nothing's going to be guaranteed as a business owner unless you're doing the work. Until you run and own a business, big or small, this will be hard to understand. Sacrifices will be made and you will be called selfish. But in my opinion, it's just used so incorrectly. It's called being hardworking, grinding, motivated, having drive. But being able to create your dream life is hard, especially if you're making your own money. Especially if people are telling you you're selfish when you're saying no to things because you have your head on a different track. There's no roadmap. It's just usually you navigating whatever road you're on and learning how to navigate away from the negative opinions or harsh thoughts that people are already saying or thinking about that entrepreneurial path. A lot of times I feel like I get that you're selfish because you have to do your own thing in order to make your own money. You don't have a boss, you are your own boss. So essentially you have to lay down the law for yourself. Selfishness, selflessness, and self-care all tie together. Holding on to just one of these at a time is actually self-serving. In life, happiness, gratitude, and compassion all come together when we actually find our self-worth. And there's this thing called the helper's high that actually activates a part of your brain just like when you eat dessert. It's a small little wave of dopamine, and we get doped up on doing small acts of selflessness. For example, holding a door open, helping someone who might have dropped something, or even giving money to someone in need. Isn't that kind of crazy that dopamine is released in those moments? But then there's other things like being selfish. And how is being selfish going to elevate your life? It's going to elevate it through giving you more confidence. Confident people tend to follow through on their goals and ask for what they want unapologetically. A lot of times, selfish people can step up and ask for a raise, ask for the next level of career, whatever they want. And they can do that unapologetically. These are the leadership roles. And not only that, but being selfish is going to help you establish your boundaries. And this is another thing people are amazing at breaking down and letting you know you suck at. Side note, creating boundaries is how you protect your peace and your self-care. Self-care leads to self-love. Self-love leads to self-worth. And self-worth leads to being more selfish about who and what you want to give. All of this self stuff really comes together. Lastly, being selfish can actually create a happier life. And why is that? Because ultimately, living out your life your way with your ideas, it just feels better. Laying down the bricks for the path you want, that you actually want to travel. Putting yourself first is not selfish. It's allowing you to refill your cup in order to pour into others. I swear I say this all the time on these episodes. How are you going to care for others when you can't even care for yourself? I recently posted about an episode on being distracted, and I think about this. If you are living your life so distracted that you can't even think about holding a door open for someone, like you are so in your own mind and so selfish in your own thoughts that you're missing out on the community aspect of the world. You have to be able to be a little bit of selfish, but also be aware of what's going on. And I think like that's where that small amount of selflessness rolls into selfishness. You do things because you know who you are and you know what you can do. But sometimes you might pull back because that doesn't work for you or doesn't feel like something you can do. Granted, there's a lot of ways to talk about this topic, but what I want to lay out is why calling somebody selfish is actually selfish. I did name and mention benefits, but usually the reason we're being called selfish is because the opposite end of the stick, that other person, isn't actually getting what they want. Their needs aren't met, meaning you aren't catering to their selfish instincts. They're having a temper tantrum calling you selfish because they didn't get their way. Doing things and offering out of selflessness comes from your heart. Real, genuine, selfless people will offer to help people, but still know what they will and won't tolerate. Being selfless doesn't mean being run over or doing what other people necessarily want of you. Being selfless involves acts of kindness, generosity, and compassion towards others without expecting anything in return. It's doing something without any return. It's offering help without getting payment. It's offering to open a door for someone without even a thank you. Being selfish because something isn't for you isn't being selfish. It's knowing your truest self. And that's something that I'm going to always clap for. The next time somebody calls you selfish, just know it's not a bad thing. It's not negative. It's not nasty. It's just an opinion. And we all have one, just like we all have an asshole. You may even think someone you know is selfish. Why? Because not all of our ideas, values, thoughts, and decisions are gonna align with each person, and that is okay. If you're constantly doing for others but never do enough for you, then you're never gonna be able to do what you want in this lifetime. And you only have one life to live, so you can't always live for them and what they want. You have to be selfish sometimes in order to be selfless. This life is yours to live out in the best way. Don't forget that you are without a doubt a badass, and I will see you next week where I've got a new guest talking about chronic illness, being a military spouse, body image, and a hell of a good ass conversation with my new friend named Sarah. I'll see you next week. Can't wait for that episode, and I hope you enjoyed this one. Don't forget I'm on YouTube and on Instagram. Follow along at Without a Doubt the Podcast, and I love you so much. Thanks for being here. See you next week. XOXO, your girl Mad.